you. Show us Cancer's soulmate. Alright, so just take a look at that artwork there. This is the message from Spirit about your connection with your soulmate. Romance, Cupid's arrow strikes. Oh, there's a lot of love and passion and fun between you and your soulmate, Cancer. If you are single, there is a fun soulmate written in your stars, okay? Some of you are in union with this person, okay? It's love. You're in love. Now, some of you may be separated. This is a general reading. We're going to keep pulling cards to see, you know, which message is the strongest. But those of you who are in separation from this soulmate, there is still a lot of love that exists between the two of you, okay? So let's pull a card to look at your past life energy with this soulmate. And this theme may still be playing out in this lifetime, just depending on what your soul contract is and what life lessons you guys are trying to learn through each other, okay? Karmic relationship. Okay, so Cancer, this right here, in the last life journey, your love was interrupted by a karmic, either on your side or on your soulmate's side, okay? It looks like there's absolutely some karmic interference in this last life journey. And so when you guys come into union in this life journey, you may have this sense of like this deep missing of this person when you first meet them, and you're like, I feel so happy like that you're in my life, that I finally met you, but I can't quite put my finger on it or why. It's just because things ended very messy, very sloppy for the two of you in this last life journey, and one or both of you ended up with a broken heart. I kind of feel like you guys were together and one person like stepped out or started entertaining some sort of karmic connection, karmic relationship, and like that just kept building and building, and then the other one of you, you know, out of loneliness, started entertaining some other sort of relationship. So I feel like you guys were together, but there was like a lot of external interference on both sides, okay? And it's because one side got tired of it, and whatever era this was, it's like separating, divorcing was a big taboo, big no-no, like you couldn't do that. You could not do that, okay? So that's why we stayed together, but there was like these external influences, all right? And it's, I feel like one person had like all these different other attachments going on, and the other person very lonely, and so they created like one or maybe two other attachments that actually had deep substance to it, okay, as emotional support more than let me cheat, they needed that emotional support, because regardless of how many external connections this person had over here on this side, this was their true love, okay? This was their true love, and the sadness within their heart is why they entertained one or two other connections. It was more for like emotional support is what I feel. So things ended kind of very, very sloppy between the two of you. However, there was love here, okay? Sometimes love is so complicated, right? There was deep, deep love here, Cancer, and that's why, another reason why you both, like, I don't feel that either was of you was in the dark about what the other did. I don't, okay? It's, you guys were just together, and that's the way it was gonna be until the end of your days, all right? And there's like multiple things that go into that, like that's the way it was, but also there was love here, okay? There was love here. You guys created a whole life with each other, and this is such a small part of that, okay? However, I do feel, because these energies were quite unbalanced at the end of this journey, you guys are working on like the resolution in this life journey. So you guys may come up against some really weird type of energies and lessons with each other. So let's pull some more cards. This is a very interesting reading, Cancer, because again, look at this life. Love is there. Love is there. Romance. Cupid's arrow strikes. This beautiful love that you had for each other last life journey, it's here, this life journey, and stronger, okay? Let's take a look at this energy. I'm going to pull a card for you, a card for them, and then a card for the energy that it exists in between. And this is what's going on right now at the time of when you view this reading, okay? So look at this, Nine of Shells. Fulfillment, which would be the Nine of Cups. This is energy of, you are my greatest wish. I will do anything and everything to make this connection work. And on the other side, we have the Princess of Shells, the romantic. So this is somebody who is very romantic and sensitive. You both are presenting as water energies, all right, Cancer? So this person could be a fellow Cancer or Scorpio or a Pisces, or they just have strong water energy in their chart as well, okay? But both presenting as water, very sensitive, very emotional, a lot of love in both, okay? So, you know, and you assign which side is which, whether this is you or this is you, okay? Over here, you, Princess of Shells, are my greatest wish. I will do anything. Princess of Shells over here, you touch me deep in my soul. I feel you. I could write poetry about you. You inspire me, okay? I'm romantic. I'm sensitive. I'm sentimental. So you both are showing as very balanced energies emotionally in your connection, which I'm not surprised to see because of that. So let's see what's in between. And look at this. We have justice and truth. So Cancer, it's like this life journey, you are marrying this person, or you guys are in a very, very long-term connection. You know, not everybody believes in marriage. So what marriage would mean to you personally, that's what you're going to do with this soulmate. Like, that's going to happen in this life journey, all right? But also, with the truth there, I do feel that you both will kind of have a tendency to try to hide your emotions from each other as to not stir the pot, not, you know, rock the boat, so to speak, okay? So that may be an issue that you guys struggle with, is, you know, speaking what you want and what you feel, because you don't want to hurt their feelings, they don't want to hurt your feelings, okay? So you guys may struggle, and when somebody really screws up here, it's hard to take ownership of that, all right? But within this connection, because it is true love, the truth will always prevail. The truth will always come out. You will always tell them the truth. They will always tell you the truth. Maybe sometimes the truth may be delayed, okay? But there's a very honest energy about this connection. It truly is. And even in this last life journey, like I said, I don't feel that either of you were blind to what was going on. Okay, you weren't. So that's interesting to me, actually, because most people, you know, wouldn't be okay with that. But I really do feel it's like the era where, like, the culture you were born into, it's like you were together, you were a married couple, and that was that. That was that. And one side did like step out quite a bit, okay? I feel more like the masculine energy in the connection is like the one stepping out. And the feminine, like over a period of time, just grew very lonely, okay, in the connection. It's not to say there wasn't love, but you know, I just feel she didn't want external. She didn't want, let's put up a front, you know, let's do what we're supposed to do. Like, she didn't want all that. She wanted true love because she had true love in her heart for her man. And over time, I do feel she grew close to, like, two other people. And it was for that emotional support. Her heart never loved another than this masculine, like her husband. She never loved another. She didn't. She just needed that emotional support. And so in this life journey, you guys, because you're both presenting as water, you both really feel each other. Okay, you do. You can't lie to them, they can't lie to you. Like, you guys just feel it within each other. You have an empathic connection, 100%, very in tune with each other's vibes and emotions and, you know, what's really going on. So let's pull some cards to look at this life journey with each other. What does your soul contract look like? Card out, empathic connection. Yes, definitely have an empathic connection. We have some emotional baggage, revelations, settling in self-worth, and abandonment. Okay. So, Cancer, what I feel is going to happen is this is a connection that either outright separates and disconnects for quite some time, or if this connection remains together, there is a period where it feels very distant within the connection for you. Okay, so we either outright separate in this soulmate contract at some point. I do feel you guys come back together. We're going to pull more cards for that, obviously. But I do feel that you guys outright separate at some point in this soul contract, this incarnation. Or if you don't outright separate, you go through a few years of some really heavy times within the connection where, you know, you do feel like you're settling. You're not. It's so similar to that. Like, you're feeling lonely, you're not feeling loved, you're not feeling honored, you're not feeling appreciated. However, it's so hard because you do have this empathic connection. And there is this beautiful love connection and promises made to each other, okay? However, it's just somebody isn't fully awakened initially. Okay, they need to have an awakening here. And because of that, they cause some damage, okay? Some emotional baggage within you. And also this emotional baggage, I do feel they give to you because it already existed within them from karmics that they've dealt with this life journey, okay? And with settling and self-worth and then abandonment, Cancer, you may be the one that ends this connection initially, like, you know what, I deserve more than you, and we're in a, you know, a different era where you can walk away. You don't have to stay, you know, bound to that type of connection. So for some of you, Cancer, I feel you are the one that walked away because you had some revelations and you're like, you need to treat me better, you need to love me, you need to honor me, otherwise we just can't be, because the love is there, that empathic connection is there. But there's something about them that really makes you feel lonely and unloved at times, okay? This is a general reading, so it could go the other way, Cancer. You could have some emotional baggage and keep them more at an arm's distance so they walk away from you because they feel like they should be loved and honored more. And if that's the case, it's just because you've got some emotional baggage within, okay? Others of you, you know, this is a general read. What separates you could be some external influence or just outright not being able to see eye to eye, getting along, etc. Okay, so I do feel a split, or if we're still together, we're really emotionally distant with each other within the connection for a while. Okay, so let's pull some tarot and go deeper into that. That you guys can stay away from each other because you both are presenting as water, as love, as connection, you know? It's just, I think, Maybe one of you does have some emotional issues that they just really struggle to work through. Okay, like that's the main issue. It's not even about the two of you, your love, your connection. It's that unresolved emotional baggage. Because you guys are empathically bonded. Four of Shells, reevaluation. Yeah, even through distance, you feel them, they feel you. There's no escaping each other. There's truly not. Under emotional baggage, we have the prince, the Princess of Gems. So this emotional baggage could be attached to an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, either for you or for your soulmate here. Ace of Roses, passion, which would be the Ace of Wands. There is going to be a beautiful awakening, though. There is. Queen of Wings, the analyst. Yeah, somebody is really, like, woke up here and is like, I deserve better than what I'm being handed. Amen. I deserve more. All right? It's right there. And now we have Four of Wings, privacy. So here is where, you know, we are completely separated or... there's just crazy distance going on right now within your connection. And I'm telling you, the reason for that is there's some unresolved emotional baggage. Even if it's like it appears that it was some external influence, that's not at all. That's just how it manifested. Somebody truly has some emotional baggage they've got to work on and work through and allow themselves to awaken and have an emotional evolution here. Okay, they're hiding from their emotions. And I just, Cancer, I really feel that, you know, it's you over here. And if you're a cross watcher, yes, that's fine. This is interchangeable. I'm just reading it how I feel it. Okay. Cancer, it's like you're over here, this Nine of Shells. Like, I truly wish and desire to be with you, my soulmate. I feel you. Amen, I want to help you heal. I want to help you awaken, but you treat me like crap and I can't put up with this anymore. So yes, we must be distant right now. Whether you walked away from them or they walked away from you, you realize there is purpose in this distance, this disconnection or outright separation. Like you realize there is purpose in that and you truly desire to overcome it. Okay, there's a lot of passion within you for them. And now here they are. They too, very sensitive, very connected to you, feeling you strong, but them showing as the Princess of Shells, that would be like the Page of Cups, and then we have this Princess of Gems down here. I feel like they've got to heal, and until this emotional baggage is truly faced and worked through, it's like there's a blockage to their emotional progression, all right? And, you know, the healing process is a very personal thing, and nobody heals at the same rate. Nobody learns at the same rate. It's different for each person. So that, to me, is the only wedge that I see in this connection, is somebody has some things that they've just got to work on and face and evolve beyond. And once they do, then this connection can just like come right back together. So I do feel at the time of this reading, you are outright separated, on the verge of separation, or there's just so much distance within your connection. So let's see what's to come the next 3 to 6 months from the time you view this reading. You could be having this beautiful awakening right now, your soulmate. So let's just confirm that. So 3 to 6 months out. Show us this relationship, Spirit. There's repeating signs. Loyalty. Self-healing journey. Long-term separation. Our photographs. Okay, so the one who needed to work on that emotional baggage, they're doing it, okay? Look at this. Self-healing journey, sitting on top of that ignition within the soul, the revelation, Okay. So not only is, you know, the person with the emotional baggage healing and have an awakening, the other person in this connection is also on their own healing journey right now, having their own awakening, but for a different reason. Okay. So there is that going on. And then look, see, long-term separation, that is part of your soul contract. This isn't forever, always. It's just this emotional baggage, I feel, is too toxic. It's too toxic to the connection, and that's why it really separates, okay? Again, this is general, so some of you could weather out this storm, but I feel for, like, the majority of you, you separated, and right now you are in separation, and that's why you're here to get information about this soulmate, because there is a lot of repeating signs in your world that they are the one, okay? And your heart is loyal and true to them no matter what. Like, you just love them, and it's because they're your soulmate. You feel them. You have this empathic connection, all right? And I just want to point out with this as well, no matter what they're doing, you are their true love. Like, nobody is above you in their heart. Nobody is. Nobody is. They've just got to do some awakening, and you've got to do some healing from what they put you through, okay? So you both are, like, on this healing journey during your separation, however, looking in on each other always, always, all right? So I feel like in this next 3 to 6 months is when this beautiful awakening and revelation is happening. Just perfect. And, you know, whoever feels abandoned is going to heal and evolve as well. You both are going to just be different people coming back together. Seven of Gems, Frustration, Prince of Wings, the Challenger, and Princess of Shells, the Charmer. Or Prince of Shells, the Charmer. Cancer. I think what this is saying here is, you know, there is, like, some back and forth that's going to transpire over the next 3 to 6 months. Like, we're going to be talking, we're going to be flirting, but I don't feel like it's moving at the pace that you hope for or that you want it to, because we do have a little bit of frustration. But I do see conversation, okay? I do see flirting going on, so that's positive. It's like baby steps coming together, moving towards each other. All right, Cancer, so in the next 3 to 6 months, there's definitely some progress to this connection, but it's baby steps. Don't be frustrated at the rate of growth. It's happening, okay? It's just, I think, going a little slower than you want it to. Nine of Wings, obsessive or obsession. Don't overthink, don't overanalyze, Cancer. What's meant to be is meant to be. 100. Yep, look at Two of Shells, romance. Two of Cups, what is meant to be will be. And this is your soulmate, okay? This is. And Nine of Gems, independence. Our separation from each other is because we have lessons to grow and learn from. Okay, we've got to become more independent, one or both of you. And that's why there's this major separation or a big distance within the connection. And you guys eventually weather through the storm, okay? But there's just some life lessons that have to be gained on both sides. And once these are achieved, then you both will fully be ready to offer each other, you know, what needs to be offered within a relationship, but equally, all right? Look at the world. Yes, I would say within the next 3 to 6 months, there is this resolution to this separation, to this disconnection, all right? You guys coming back together, and it starts off slow, okay, with some talking and some flirting. But it comes back together for those of you that this reading is truly intended for. In the next 3 to 6 months, you guys are going to start merging back together, really understanding each other, or finally coming out of this storm for those of you that are in union, you know. And maybe this storm is something going on external to you guys, okay? Which is just causing a lot of friction, frustration, and disconnection within the relationship itself. So let's pull you some advice. Your soulmate's love surrounds you this very moment. Stop and feel it. Unconditional love glowing through the eternal flame of oneness. A spiritual union of two souls radiating light for the entire world to feel. In order for you to heal your relationship with another, you must first heal the relationship you have with yourself. Forgive yourself, accept yourself, love yourself. This is a message to you, but also this goes back to that emotional baggage that I feel your soulmate's really been dealing with until they face it. It's like they don't have the capacity to love another, you know, the way that you give out that love. And I am forever grateful for your loving kindness and for the joy you bring to my life. You are a gift from the eternal heart of love, a blessing from a most benevolent universe. Oh, look at that, Cancer. That's the energy in between. I'm telling you, you guys love each other. You do. It's just somebody needs to emotionally grow up, and the other one of you needs to be able to heal from that emotional immaturity, and it's about emotional baggage, okay? But you guys are going to evolve through this and beyond this. You are. Within the next 3 to 6 months, I do see the energy is starting to come back together for you guys, because you know they miss you, you miss them. There's repeating signs and synchronicities all around both of you. All right, Cancer, so those are your messages. I am sending you lots of love and light. Take care. Hello, everybody, and welcome.